Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sports Ethos Los Angeles Chargers podcast, live coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. We already had two picks. Just go Caleb Williams, of course, to the Chicago Bears, and kind of a surprise, Jaden Daniels headed to Washington at number two. Think about the quarterbacks that were available here. Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix. It appears that the interest was there for Daniels for Washington. I fully expect now, with the pick being in New England, for this to be Drake May. This looks to very clearly be Drake May. Then, as we're going through here, Arizona, we're expecting that to be the number one player in this class in Marvin Harrison. The Chargers are going in at five. It appears that they are interested in Joe Alt out of Notre Dame, which would be great. They need offensive line help. Of course, we're excited for that Chargers pick here early on in the draft. We'll see how this goes. Again, the pick is now in for New England as we begin the show. Hope you all having a wonderful Thursday. And here's the Patriots selection. Let's see what we got here. It is Drake May out of North Carolina. Very, very clear pick there. That was one of the most clear selections if they weren't going to trade it. 100%. That makes a lot of sense. He fits New England's system. Of course, even with the new head coach, they're still going to play New England ball. He fits that perfectly. And now we come to Arizona here. I talked about Drake May in full on our What We Want mock draft. I still took Drake May to New England. I think he fits them really, really well. So I'm not really surprised at all. The interest made a lot of sense. And that is why I went a little bit realistic taking Drake May with that pick, even in our What You Want or What We Want mock draft. Another interesting thing is, are we going to get any running backs in the first round? Are we going to get any defensive players in the first 10 picks? Presume we would, but we'll see. We have 6 minutes on the clock here for the Arizona Cardinals. They're watching Drake May with a New England Patriots jersey. This new coaching staff's next goal is to get him some weapons. You're going to see probably that in round two and round three. So they are definitely going to need some weapons for sure around Drake May. Chicago at number nine after taking Caleb. I think they're probably going to go receiver. Look at the Jets, the same at 10. Vegas, of course, looking very heavily at Washington's Michael Penix Jr. So we'll see how that goes. Did, of course, here locally at Seattle at 16. The Rams are looking to trade up in the top 10. Could we see that? That is potential opportunity there for them. They have a beautiful draft room, by the way. Absolutely stunning draft room there for them. Now 4 minutes for the Arizona's pick select or Arizona selection. All right. So at the bottom of the draft, we could see some interesting trades too. Let's see. We have here at the bottom, we have Packers, the Bucks, the Cardinals at 27. Who knows where they could be looking? Bills, Lions, Ravens, Niners there, and of course the Chiefs at the end, the Super Bowl champions. You can see some trades there as well. The pick is in officially for Arizona. This will 100%, without question, be Marvin Harrison Jr. They're going through the common draft era. Quarterback draft 1, 2, and 3 on NFL Network. How about this? Tim Couch and Donovan McNabb. And of course, 2021, that really disappointing class led by Trevor Lawrence. But Trevor has been the clear number one in that class now, with all those guys being pretty much in different places by this point. We got selfie sticks going on in the draft. What is happening here? And here is Roger Goodell now coming out for the fourth overall selection. We're going kind of quick here. I like it. Quicker the better here. And it is Marvin Harrison Jr. Perfect selection. Their need at wide receiver gets filled with the best player in this class. Without surprise, it was going to be Arizona. And now the Chargers are on the clock. Expect Chargers as well to be looking at Blake Corum later on in the second round here. Jim Harbaugh's man at Michigan. Are they going to go Joe Alt out of Notre Dame? We will see in a matter of minutes here. Pretty chalk so far. Not too many surprises. No trade talks prior, huh? Nobody called the Cardinals for a trade. Interesting. They said they were going to make calls potentially during this previous 10 minutes, and nobody called. Interesting. I think the price might have been too big, and I think you'd rather grab Marvin Harrison over even a plethora of picks here. So I think that was the best move for Arizona. Interesting, though, that nobody called them. It probably would have had to have been some kind of godfather offer for that to be the case. It is definitely weird seeing Marvin Harrison have that number one jersey, helmed by Kyler Murray there. They're pretty happy with the pick in the war room in Tempe, Arizona. And the Cardinals fans are definitely happy with that, as expected. After this pick here with the Chargers, could we see a quarterback go to the Giants? Could it be JJ McCarthy, Bo Nix, or Michael Penix? Probably going to be JJ if they are going to go quarterback, but we will see in a matter of moments here. Chargers are still on the clock right now. Shouldn't take them that long to make picks. I don't understand why they take so long to make picks. I think we've talked about this in previous years, but it is definitely interesting how long they take. It's already past the 5 minute mark here. Malik Nabers is now number one on the board for ESPN right now. So with that's gonna be that's interesting. I wonder where he's gonna go. Really wonder about these receivers. That corner we got Quinton Mitchell, Terrion Arnold. Excuse me, a lot of great options at corner that we could see. Really love what Keon Mitchell did during the combine. Definitely helped his stock a lot. Really like him. Cooper DeJean, of course, who had injury troubles, but same with Kool-Aid. Could we see them go towards the second half here of this draft? We are 3 minutes on the clock, or after 4 minutes, excuse me, on the clock for our LA Chargers here. As we are currently waiting on them to make a selection. And on the defensive side and the edge, we got Byron Murphy, Jazari Newton, Braden Fisk had a really good combine. I really liked what he did. Linebacker, not the most interesting, but then you go to edge. Dallas Turner, Latu, Jared Verse, who Seattle's rumored to be very interested in. Chop Robinson, who had an excellent combine and pro day as well. The Chargers are taking a very long time to make this pick. I wonder if they're taking calls here. They could be. I'm just kind of surprised they're taking this long to make a selection. Yeah, I got NFL Network's coverage on my phone here, and then of course have the ESPN NFL draft page open because they always get these picks pretty quickly compared to most sites there. That's kind of an inside baseball of kind of how we're doing this today. Where will Brock Bowers go at tight end? He's definitely a really interesting and fun prospect. Could we see him go soon? There might be a potential for that. We'll see. The Chargers still on the clock here with a minute and a half. Wow, they have not even made a selection. No pick is in, no nothing. We're at a. There we go. The pick is finally in for 10 minutes. It took a pretty long time. Let's see who this is. I expect it to be Joe Alt, but I could be wrong. They could grab a receiver with this pick as well. Pick is finally in for the LA Chargers. A packed green room, even with what will it be like 11 to 12 prospects left in the green room, or I guess 10 prospects left in the green room there. They're showing on NFL Network. And again, what a packed house in Detroit, even 2 hours before the draft. That was nuts. And there we go. We get a peek in the Chargers draft room. Kind of a nice draft room. Pretty cool spot there. Probably somewhere in the offices as expected, but. Daniel Jeremiah's best available. Roma Dunze is number one for him. Spiannott is Neighbors. Neighbors is number two for him, then Brock Bowers, then Joe Alt. All right, there's Roger Goodell. What are we getting here, Roger? Let's see. The selection is Joe Alt out of Notre Dame. Something again heavily rumored this morning that they would select Joe Alt. Took them a while, but I think an excellent pick. They need offensive line help. Take care of it there. They can have time to get more receivers in the draft if they'd like to. But I do really like the pick, giving some extra protection to Justin Herbert in this new era of Harbaugh football in Los Angeles. New York Giants now on the clock. Is this the spot where we see another quarterback go off the board, or do they stick with Daniel Jones for another season? Obviously, depending on what kind of happens over the next few hours, could they take a quarterback in the second round or third round, respectively? We'll see here, but this could be JJ McCarthy's spot right there. Chargers draft room absolutely loving that selection. I think definitely a good one right there for them. Love the idea of getting protection for Herbert. Well needed for sure after a tough year for him in the pocket. Not getting a ton of protection, so I think that is perfect for them. Just waiting on the Giants here with their selection. I'm thinking JJ here. I really am. I'm thinking they take JJ McCarthy. Sorry, there's a little bit of quiet moments here, just waiting on these picks to go through as we're leading you through the afternoon. I might even go live on X here shortly. We'll see. Let's send out a tweet and see what's up here. And is Malik Nabers? Oh my God. Interesting. Wow. I really, really thought. I really, really thought. I really, really thought JJ. That's the one pick I kind of got wrong here. Oh my God. Wow, they take Malik Nabers. I love it though. I mean, if you want to stick with the man, the myth, the legend, Daniel Jones, this is the way you do it. You get him some receiver help. Wow. I don't think that means they're off the quarterback market completely though, but it was definitely a smoke screen. That was definitely a smoke screen. So they bluffed from Ian Rappaport. They bluffed at QB, hoping someone went above them. Instead, they take a weapon for their quarterback. Wow, man. Big moves there. That was clearly a bluff. That was 100% a bluff by the Giants. Wow. All right, let's go live. We can switch camera. There we go. Hey, everybody, what's up? NFL draft. I'm actually recording the podcast right now. For you guys, as we speak, here's kind of our setup. So we have NFL draft page on ESPN right here. And then we have the recording. And that's pretty much it. How about Malik Nabers? Huh? That's really wild there. Thank you to all y'alls who's joining us here on the live for the NFL draft. Again, I'm also recording the show for you guys as well. You guys want to see that? Once again, I am recording currently right here for you as well. But I figured I'd go live during as well. Why not for a little bit? We'll also pop on Instagram as well a little bit later. Tennessee's on the clock now with 3.5 minutes remaining. Man, they are taking a long time. As well, this is my first time going live here as well, on X or or Twitter, excuse me. So hope you all are enjoying this as well as I am. Just chilling, watching the NFL draft. Pick is in for the Tennessee Titans. See what they end up doing here. Needs on the offensive line, on the defensive line. Potentially, they could go receiver. Now with Malik Nabers off the board, you're looking at Roma Dunze. Maybe they go Dallas Turner. See what they end up doing here. Thank you all to those of you again joining us for the draft coverage. It's going to be on here for a bit. Going to be on my individual Instagram a bit later. In the coverage as well. Because again, we are live recording the podcast. As we're doing this as well. This will hopefully come out pretty much right after the draft is over, how long we end up going today. It was all a smokescreen for the New York Giants, at least for the first round, but who knows? They might take a quarterback later in this draft, but clearly, as of now, they still feel comfortable with Daniel Jones, whether you like that or not. Don't love it, but I don't know if I would want to go J.J. McCarthy at this stage. He's still waiting on Tennessee here. Again, just a quick recap. Caleb Williams, Jalen Daniels, Drake May, Marvin Harrison, Joe Alt to the Chargers. Absolutely love that for them. Need offensive line help. Need to protect Justin Herbert in the pocket a little bit more. That was definitely heavily rumored. I also got sources saying that they would go with Alt. I figured that was definitely their best move. You'll see them take receiver later in this draft. I can almost guarantee that, but as of right now, I really love what they did there. Just want a tour here of the studio setup. So again, we got the computer here running the draft and everything else. Got some sparkling water in here. This is kind of the whole setup. Big monitor. And then here's all the posters. Spider-Man, Seattle, of course, where we're currently located. Superman himself, a bunch of other really fun knickknacks as well. Some signed Denver Broncos thing. I don't know much about that. And then here in the back, we have a bunch of different posters as well. We do have some NFL-based posters on this side. This is the NFL wall, which now includes Taylor Swift, hilariously enough. And then on this side, we got the basketball wall, women's basketball, Kobe, Michael Jordan. And then an old Russell Wilson poster there in the back. Pick is, again, in now for the Tennessee Titans. After the next few picks, I will pop on my Instagram at rslcl, link that. And they take J.C. Latham out of Alabama. Really interesting. I think they probably would have went with Alt if it wasn't for the Chargers taking him. I wonder if that's a reach. I don't love it, considering the type of talent that was left here on the board, even on the offensive side, which I still think they need some kind of help with. Very, very interesting. They like their big Alabama lineman, I'll say that much, but wow, Tennessee going with Latham is so interesting. I don't know if I love it. I feel like they could have traded down and still got him, right? Am I kind of going crazy there? I wonder. I mean, they could have traded down a little bit and still got him, right? I mean, or am I wrong there? I'm not sure, but again, they like their big Alabama tackles. He fits it. I'm just wondering if that was clearly the best option there at tackle. I'm not sure, was it? I mean, Anu, you had Mins, you had Fulanga. I mean, I wonder if that's a little bit of a reach there. These next couple picks, I will pop over to my Instagram. Gonna kind of jump around between both throughout the day, depending on who hops in. Man, what do the Falcons do here after seeing Latham go off the board much earlier than I think we thought? I like the pick again. I just don't. Seven. Really, he's a top 10 selection? Like, are you sure, Tennessee, that you couldn't have traded down? Like, I'm still kind of trying to figure that out. Pick is in for Atlanta. Gonna wait here on their selection. Could it be Dallas Turner? Or could it be a corner like Kavion Mitchell? Corner. Or Terrion Arnold, Cooper DeJean. Who knows what they're gonna do here? Could Lyman fall off the board a little quicker than we thought? That could be a potential here. As with every NFL draft, almost every team can use linemen. Let's see. Without trade, when did the Giants pick next? They pick. The first round, they pick. New York Giants picked at the 15th pick, 47th overall. Or sorry if you hear on the audio on the podcast, my phone is charging through my computer, but you shouldn't be able to hear it as much. Or you might even be hearing it on the live. Now, I wonder how Daniel Jones feels. Probably a bit relieved after seeing neighbors go off the board. But again, they could still go quarterback here at the second round, depending on how guys fall here. Gonna refresh the page real quick. There we go. Hope you all are having a wonderful Thursday night, whether you're here on the West Coast with myself or on the East Coast in the Central Time Zone or the Mountain Time Zone, wherever you are, enjoying the NFL Draft. Oh my God. Michael Penix Jr. is an Atlanta Falcon. What in the world? From UW to the ATL. What? What are the Falcons doing here? They just signed Kirk Cousins to a massive 5-year deal. Let me look at this contract real quick. What? Why? I mean, look, I love Penix. I think he's great. But aren't you basically just saying that you don't believe in Kirk Cousins? Even though you just paid him a ridiculous 5-year contract? Let me look this up on SpotTrack really quick. Let me just give you guys a sense of this contract really quick. Bro, why? This contract is insanely massive. And you're just saying, we don't fully believe in him yet. Bro, what if Penix wins the job? What are we doing here? What? I mean, if Penix wins the job, good for them, but what the hell are we doing here, man? I can't even load up SpotTrack. People are probably also looking at the same time as me. But why? What? In what world does this make any sense for them? They have needs. They have needs everywhere. What are we doing? Like, I don't understand this at all. Shane is like Penix to Atlanta. Wow. I wasn't expecting that either, Shane. What the hell? I'm trying to load up Kirk Cousins' SpotTrack contract and I can't. 4 years, $180 million. A 4-year contract. 4 years. Four flipping years. And you're committing the same amount of time for Penix. Which means Kirk Cousins can't last as the starter. What in the world, man? What are we doing? I don't love it. Like, I love it for Penix if he was going to start. But he's not going to start in Atlanta. No one thinks he's actually going to start Atlanta year one, is he? Oh my God. What the heck, man? I mean, there was no indication on this in the pre-draft process. I don't even think they talked to him. Did they talk to him? Chicago's on the call. What is going on, man? Everything was pretty much chalk until that. Are you serious? JJ McCarthy's going there like, bro, I should have went over him. Nah, Penix and Bo Nix are the two best QBs in this draft, in my opinion. What in the world? Wow, I am shocked. The contract is gigantic. I'm going to try to get this contract to load. It keeps not loading. People are freaking out. Bro, are you freaking serious? Bro, what does this mean for Kirk Cousins? I mean, again, you gave him a gigantic contract. Now I don't even think it matters. Does the contract matter? I'm so confused. Why would you pay a quarterback an exorbitant amount of money just to go in the draft and draft the quarterback in the first round when you could help Kirk Cousins do at least something? It doesn't make any sense for Atlanta. What they did all offseason with the QB position. This is ridiculous. Bro, I've been trying to pull this up on SpotTrack for the last 5 minutes. This will not load. But what in the world, man? That's just ridiculous. Why? And I think Seattle is going to probably get him. Nah. Atlanta. ATL. Roma Dunze, Chicago Bears. So they met Roma Dunze flew him to Chicago, or flew him to Detroit. He's gonna have to fly him to Chicago now. Love the pick. Love it, love it, love it. They need a number, I guess, number two receiver for Caleb Williams, and they clearly like each other, so cool. I'm good with that. Here's the Vikings. All right, Minnesota, are you gonna take the main man JJ McCarthy, or is he gonna fall here? Fall a little bit, I guess. Brandon's like, what the hell was that? Yeah, same thought, Brandon. I'll be on here for the Vikings pick, and then you can see my live stream at Arcelosi on Instagram for a bit more of the draft coverage. But thank you to all nine people for joining over here. This has been awesome. Thanks for your live reaction to the Atlanta Falcons pick. Good time to get on live there. Wow, I can't believe he's an Atlanta Falcon. I'm not going to get over that for the rest of the night. What the hell? They have other needs, too. Atlanta. I don't know what you guys are doing. Why would you even pick up Kirk Cousins then? What's assurance? Assurance for what? I am flabbergasted. And again, we don't even know if Penix is their future. The pick is in for the Vikings. What do they do? Just waiting again here on the Vikings pick. Their pick is in. You know, if the Vikings don't take a quarterback here, are they really gonna stick with Sam Darnold next year? Is that really what the quarterback position is gonna be like? Just out of curiosity here. I wonder. Those are the pick at 23, so they might not take a quarterback this early, but with Penix gone, we thought, you know, realistically he might be a late round guy. With him gone, it definitely changes the board. Thank you again to all nine of you joining us here as we are finishing up the first part of the live coverage on here. See, just waiting on what they're gonna do. Let's see. I mean, they could grab Dallas Turner. Again, they could go with McCarthy with the selection. We will see. The Vikings are on the clock after acquiring. Yeah, so they actually made a trade. They had, there we go. So a sixth round pick from the Jets, the 11th pick. 4 and 5. So they went up one spot. Interesting. Jets get 11, 129, 157 for the 10th and 203. So they went up one spot. I did not realize that. Why? Is it because they were looking at McCarthy? That's interesting. Sorry that I missed that, but it's that's quite fascinating that they're going up one spot. I don't know. I don't like one spot trades in a draft this random. Still waiting on what Minnesota is going to do. This is taking a while. Already an hour and a half in? It's pretty amazing for an NFL draft. We still got a bit to go. I love Lathan's get up here. That he had the good stylist right there for Lathan. I just saw that. That's sick. All right, here's Roger Goodell coming up to the podium. Just saw that as we're waiting for this pick to go through. What do they go with here? Yeah, the Vikings with the Falcons also paid Kirk Cousins $100 million guaranteed, and they're like, oh, we're also gonna draft another quarterback to sit behind you? What the heck is going on here? It is, JJ. JJ McCarthy is your next starter for the Minnesota Vikings. Not much of a surprise, but you straight up won selection for that? The Jets weren't going to take a quarterback? What? That's really bizarre. I don't know if they were scared that someone else was going to trade up there, potentially. But that's interesting. McCarthy to Minnesota, he will get the starting job almost immediately, I would suspect, for Minnesota. But I will now pop over to my Instagram, at Arcelosi, if you guys want to catch that. Probably for most of the rest of the way. But thank you to all nine of you for joining us here. And we will see you all over there. Talk to you all soon. Hello, hello, hello. NFL draft time here again, live on Instagram. Also recording for the LA Chargers podcast with Sports Ethos right here. Bam, right there. We are recording. We are live. JJ McCarthy just went after a big trade to the Minnesota Vikings. Of course, the big news here, Michael Penix heading to Arizona. And Shane's like, why'd the Vikings move up one spot? Yep. Yeah, that's my question too. Pick is in with the Jets, who traded back one spot. This won't change their board much, if at all. Let's see what they do here. Her Jets now on clock here. Jets get Foshan out of Penn State. Great selection by them there. Getting some O-line help for Aaron Rodgers. They would have taken him at 10, but they took him there at 11. I still don't know why they traded up one pick. Why they traded that? That was ridiculous. I assume someone else was thinking about trading for that, but I'm not sure. Broncos pick is now in. Could they go Bo Nix? He's like the only first round quarterback up on this damn board. Wasn't expecting that. What in the world, man? Waiting on the Broncos pick. Could this be Bo Nix? We're on Bo Nix watch for the rest of this draft. Just sitting at my phone here for those of you on the podcast side. Excuse me, there we go. Why is Michael Penix getting an F for Fantasy Pros? I guess in terms of fantasy based stuff, yeah, I guess. But long term, it's a good pick. Hopefully, depending if what they do with Kirk Cousins, because Penix ain't gonna start this year. Quickly ripping open sparkling water to get through these next few picks. Kind of a chill afternoon here. Always fun to kind of just relax and watch the NFL draft. You all for joining on the live. And those of you, of course, listening in part to the podcast. Post right on Spotify, iTunes, wherever else you get your podcast, and of course sportsethos.com.
Oh, today.
UFC live from Rio.
Okay, there we go. Getting a nice view of beautiful downtown Detroit. ESPN broadcast, well, all over to NFL Network. Where Ian Rappaport is there. Kind of surprised by Ian Rappaport's contract. Got a new contract, and there's the war room in Denver, Colorado. Well, specifically Eaglewood, Colorado. This one, and there's Sean Payton. It's an Natalie Shoot from Peyton today, honestly. Look who's on the set for NFL Network. We got Joel Klatt up in here, too. Oh, yeah, next week I'm headed out to the UW spring game, so you guys are going to get to hear some of my thoughts from that. And there's Roger Goodell coming out here for the NFL draft, coming out for the Broncos selection. Let's see what they end up going with here at 12. Is it a quarterback? Is it the one and only Bo Nix? We will see. It is! It's Bo Nix out of Oregon. Good selection for Denver. Perfect quarterback to fit the system of Sean Payton. They get their future at quarterback. Get the guy that he wanted. So we talked about in the podcast in recent weeks that Sean Payton got rid of Russell Wilson to get the guy that he wanted, and it was Bo Nix. And all of the quarterbacks are now off the board in a lot quicker succession than we thought. But I gotta like it. I like this pick for Denver. I like it. I like it a lot. This is good for them. And now we get to focus on the rest of the draft. The Raiders. Potentially looking at Michael Penix. Now look at this draft a lot differently than they would have 3 hours ago. Shane says he loves this. I agree. This is a perfect selection for the Denver Broncos. Bo Nix in Jackson Camp, Alabama. I didn't know he had a place in Alabama. His family did. Cool. The Broncos brass loving it in Eaglewood, Colorado. Now that all six QBs have been taken, this is the best by far. The best place for a quarterback? Yeah, I probably would agree with that by Shane's standards there. Perfect fit, Shane just says. Yep, I would agree with that. Now the Raiders selection is in. Shane says, I wonder where Bowers is going. I think so. I think we're going to see Brock Bowers very soon here. Wow, and the Magic beat the Cavs. The Magic actually freaking win a game in that damn series. Let's look at some of that really quick here on this Thursday afternoon. Let's see. Philly right now in a pretty tight one against the New York Knicks, and then Orlando getting a dominant win. Wow. Was not expecting that. Going here as well. Florida's up 4-2 on Tampa Bay. We got a 3-2 game in New York Islanders land with that Carolina up there in the third period. Let's see what the LV Raiders do here. The Raiders! Brock Bowers! There he goes! Right as Shane was talking about it. Brock Bowers goes to Vegas. I like it. They get a replacement at tight ends. He's one of the best players in this class. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay. Wow, what an interesting NFL draft we got. Shane says he'll hop in after the Seahawks pick. Love it, love it, love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Let them know I'm still recording. Saints pick live coming up. Watch the Seahawks just stray down again. Because that's what they always do. The green room. Let's see where the green room is still kind of packed. Even with the 14 picks down. We're about to be 14 picks down. Let's see, Daniel Jeremiah's best available, Darion Arnold, Fulanga, what's the guy from Washington, sorry, I can't say his name. Mitchell Turner versus Latu. Here's the guys there, but Six QBs have started one plus game over the last three seasons since Drew Brees' retirement. Wow. That's a nut. Still waiting on New Orleans' pick. We got like a minute left here. And the pick is in finally for the New Orleans Saints. And there's the Saints draft room. They look pretty hype. All right, and here's Roger Goodell with the Saints selection. And the Saints select Talis Fuanga out of Oregon State. Gotta love it. Get extra protection for their quarterback. Who? Why am I tripping? Who is the Saints quarterback this year? Oh yeah, Derek Carr. Yeah, I'm being an idiot. Still Derek Carr, as it should be. Get him extra protection. Gotta love it. I'm tripping, obviously it's Derek Carr, but yeah. Had a tough last year, but giving some extra help is always good. Indy, and then Shane will join us after Seattle pick up here. They're loving that in Hawaii, and there's that Saints hat. Sweet. Family is going absolutely nuts. Gotta love that. So Derek Carr, Alvin Kamara, Rashid Shaheed, Chris Olave, and Fuanga for the Saints offense in 2024. Here's the Colts. Who is joining Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis, Indiana? Look at their draft room in Indy, man. Just filled with names on the board. I've never seen a draft room that nuts. Look at all those QBs on X when they're new franchises. Good they made that Bears the Bears one very early on in the week. We're definitely done with quarterbacks. We're done. We're done for a while. Oh my God, Brandon posted Bo Nix in Denver. I like it. I like it a lot. Looks clean. First time in NFL history that someone named Brock has been drafted in the first round. That's so random. Still waiting on the Colts here. And here's Roger Goodell for the Colts selection. Latu Latu, Edge, UCLA, great pick. Excellent pick. Love it, love it, love it. These picks are going to get good here so far. These picks are going to get good as we get through. First defensive player selected in this draft. All offense, not for 10 picks, for 15 picks. Wow. Pretty crazy, but gotta love it. All right, we got the Seattle Seahawks up next here. The rest of the way, most of these are going to be pretty good fits. He is so excited. Gotta love it. And that's a record with 14 draft picks all being offense. Kirk Cousins is stunned by Atlanta drafting a QB. Of course you are, dude. You got signed to a massive contract, and now you got to deal with another quarterback. Oh, boy. Kurt. NFL history, too. Six QBs in the top 12. Wow. You're waiting on what the Seahawks will do at 16. No QB option, but of course they still have Sam Howell. They still have Geno. I don't like Geno, but I like Sam. So, you know, options galore on the rest of the roster for them. The pick is in for the Seattle Seahawks. Let's see what they end up doing here. Still waiting here on the Seahawks selection. Still waiting here, taking a little bit longer, but that's all right. Hope you all again are having a wonderful afternoon and early night here on the East Coast. If you're on the East Coast, we're of course the deep upper end here on the West Coast in Washington, waiting for the Seahawks selection to go through. Should happen any minute now with the pick being in. Shane will most likely join us when we get there as well. Oh, Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee's draft show? Oh my goodness. That ESPN didn't want him on there. What?
Lol. Byron Murphy! Byron Murphy! Nice, I like it. I like it, I like it. Yes! Get some more pressure on the quarterback. That is nice. Good job, Seattle. I like the pick. I mean, I was going to like a lot of what they did. Corners are falling a little bit, but I like it. It's a great pick. And the Vikings are back on the clock. The Vikings are trading up with the Jaguars for 17. I wonder for what. No try. Maybe, but I like the pick. I like it. I think bolstering that D-line is good. I think, I mean, they could have also, you know, gone with some other options as well. Zaire Newton, Braden Fisk. But I like what he did at the Combine specifically. I think he was really good at the Combine. And yeah, while they could have grabbed Troy with the O-line, definitely, I like the idea of bolstering that D-line more than that O-line right now. Hey, AWA, you guys had some crazy games yesterday, I saw. Can't wait to be back there next week. By the way, if you guys want to check that out, AWA Wiffle Ball on wherever you get your live streams from YouTube, Instagram, anywhere else. I'll be on there a good portion of next week watching some Wiffle Ball with y'all. So definitely a fun season so far over there. Down in Edmonds, Washington. We got a new bar up there and everything. Super sick. The Minnesota Vikings now on the clock. I wonder what the trade specifically was for. They traded up 17 for 23-1, 27 in a 2025 third and fourth. Interesting. Wonder what they're going to do here. And we see Roger Goodell up on the board here. Dallas Turner, there he goes. Okay, the trade up makes sense. Yep. It makes a lot of sense. Get the best player on the board. So they address their edge, and they address their quarterback need. Okay. Like it, like it. I'm going to like a lot of these picks. There's a lot of good players on the back end of this draft. Look clean with that jersey too, I'll say that. Didn't go in the top 10, but went 17. Here's from Diana Rossini of ESPN. The Falcons called Kirk Cousins when they were on the clock to let him know. From what I learned, Cousins understood a QB would be considered, but he did not believe his successor would be taken in the first round. I'm told he's a bit stunned. Yeah, I figured that would make sense. Bo Nix and Zach Wilson are both 24 years old. That's kind of funny. But we all know Bo Nix is the starter. All right, part two of the draft coverage. We got Shane in here. How are you, Shane?
Confused.
What?
Confused.
Confused. Yeah, so we just talked about it on our Instagram Live. Michael Penix to Atlanta. So you, where we got off of that, you said that was the most confused you've ever been for an NFL draft, minus Jordan Love. Talk to our audience here on the podcast side, like what makes this the most confusing for you, just overall?
I mean, well, a lot of things. you know, this is... So you just signed a guy to a four-year, $180 million deal, which already was an overpay.
And $100 million guaranteed right at signing, so there you go.
So with your eighth overall pick, you decide you're going to take a guy who is 24 already and probably isn't going to play for like 3 years, 2 or 3 years, I would imagine, at least. So, you know, he'll be like 27 by the time your franchise quarterback starts playing. It makes no sense at all.
You know what's funny? I'm just looking at SportsCenter posted this thing of the GM and owner talking after the pick, and even the Falcons owner is like, what the hell? What the hell did you guys do?
I know. It's... Ugh. What? This is... Wow. See, the thing is, I don't even know how to...
How do
to rate him as a prospect because
how do you quantify this?
I don't know. Because, I mean, to be honest with you, I feel like this current coaching staff that they have now isn't even going to be there when he starts playing. Because, you know, they're probably going to just do another couple of mediocre years and then get fired and then. I don't know.
Oh my god. So let's see. We went to Byron Murphy, and then we had Dallas Stern, Alabama, Marisau, the tackle for Cincinnati, Jared Verse, and then Troy Fondue out of Washington to the Steelers. What do you think about that pick?
I like it. You know, I mean, might as well protect Russ. And yeah, they don't have many needs like on defense, so Steelers really don't have many needs, period. So yeah. Just build up the trenches there.
Jared Verse going to the Rams, that's perfect. Chop Robinson! is a Miami Dolphin. Damn, whoa.
That's interesting.
All right, we got another edge there. Yeah, but how about that? Both of the warm weather cities going with edges. Jared versus the Rams and Chop Robinson to the Dolphins. Wow. Where is Brandon, damn it? His pick is coming up. He's either going to be really mad in our chat or be really excited.
He's probably going to be really mad. That's just how he usually is. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. This is weird.
It's going to take us weeks to get over the Penix pick, I think.
Weeks? It's going to take me years.
Years?
No, not really. Unless it ends up being like a...
Okay, wait. I want to throw this hypothetical at you. What if Penix is so good in camp that they're like, oh, we have to start him immediately?
See, I was going to say that, or... I think what's more likely is that Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles at age 36 is gonna either like re-injure himself, which obviously wouldn't wish that, but or like, you know, something happens and then he goes in and he's great, and then they're like, oh yeah, okay, well, I guess he's the guy now. Sort of like Jalen Hurts going in for Wentz or...
How mad is Kirk Cousins right now? How fucking pissed off is he?
I don't know if he's mad since he signed that giant-ass deal. He's probably like, well, my job is probably secure, right?
Right.
But...
Is it?
I don't know. Apparently not.
Oh my god.
Just, I still do not understand.
That's the only thing that has shocked us, though, pretty much. Other than that, everything's been okay. Like, I have not been that surprised by any of the picks.
The only thing, literally the only thing that makes this so confusing to me is the Kirk Cousins contract. That's it. If it wasn't for that, you know, if he was signed to just like a 1 or 2 year deal, I'd be like, okay. Or if he was signed to, you know, 4 years for like, you know, 80 million or something, then okay, sure, that's tradable. But no, he got big boy money. And that,
All I can do is if you're a Falcons fan, how are you feeling? Let's go from that perspective.
I don't know. Let's go on their social media and see what they're saying in the comments.
Do it.
All right, hold on. Instagram.
Oh Jesus.
Atlanta Falcons. Yep. All right. Here we go. Where is he? Here he is. Boom.
I don't know. Let's look at their social media.
Awful pick. Should have been Dallas Turner. Nothing like signing a QB for $100 million and then adding another, and then drafting another QB. What the F are y'all smoking? Falcons try to make a smart draft choice. Level impossible.
I feel like anything else would have been smart. Anything else. Also, are you excited to see Gardner Minshew start for the Raiders?
Yeah, I guess he is.
Or another year of Aiden O'Connell.
That's where I wanted it. That's where I wanted to see Penix go.
Yeah.
Was the Raiders. Dude, imagine him throwing dimes to Devontae. That'd be sick.
Not gonna happen.
Nope. Instead, they get Florida man, Gardner Minshew. Here's an interesting comment on the Penix thing. Drafting Michael Penix despite signing Kirk Cousins to a hefty deal could be a strategic move for the Falcons for a few reasons. Future planning. While Cousins provides immediate stability at quarterback, he's already in his late 30s. Investing in a young quarterback like Penix allows the Falcons to plan for the future and groom a successor. Yeah, except he'll be 28, but he'll be Kirk Cousins' age by the time he plays. Development time. Penix would have time to develop behind Cousins.
For how long?
For how long? Okay, let's see. Trade asset. Having both Cousins and Penix could also increase the Falcons' flexibility in terms of potential trades. No, it does not.
No, it does not. Who wants Kirk Cousins?
In fact, if anything, it makes their trade value worse because then they're like, why would we take him from you? You already have two guys. You're fine. Given Cousins' injury history, he does not have an injury history. He has one. The Achilles. That's it. This guy's a dumbass. Let's see what people replied to him. Injury insurance with two dislocated shoulders and two torn ACL. Chat GPT type answer. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Why did we get Kirk for that much and that many years? I don't dislike the pick. I'm just confused. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. I don't dislike it. I'm just like, what?
I don't get this franchise anymore. Great player. Poor use of an eighth pick. Why didn't we get some defense?
Yeah.
He'll suck at this whole football thing. The actual hell, Dallas Turner was there. I hate this team. In all honesty, what is wrong with y'all? Terry needs to be fired for this. We needed a pass rusher. You needed a lot of things before you needed a quarterback.
You need a metric
Falcons just want things. A brand. Falcons just want a brand of Big Penix energy. Yeah, maybe.
Eagles are getting Quinnen on Mitchell. Corner. Hey, nice. I actually like it. I don't think it wasn't Brandon's top choice, but hey, it's a corner. So we're good. I think snaps up.
Good.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like it.
So I'd say like four out of the six quarterbacks went where I expect, or five.
Yeah.
Five out of the six.
Which is
pretty much where I expected. Yeah.
God damn it, Atlanta.
See, it'd be different if he was like 20 or 21.
He's 24.
Dude's already like starting a retirement pension. Let's see.
I love how Matt Ultimate Team was just like, you get a 99 overall card, and you get a 99 overall card. They're just like, we're going to give out all the first-round rookies 99 overall cards. Thanks for smacking the market. Jesus. Oh, not only is he confused, he's frustrated, Kirk Cousins. His agent said he's frustrated and confused.
Yeah, really? I don't, and honestly, I don't blame him. I would be too. I'd be like, excuse me?
Excuse me, what?
And a Dunze going to the Bears. Oh, that's sad.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, kind of. So, how did we go 14 picks without a defensive player?
I thought that there were rumors that we wouldn't have a defensive player until like 10 or 11.
I thought like 8. But 15?
How the hell did we get 6 quarterbacks in 12 picks?
Yeah, that's nuts. There's only been 12 quarterbacks go in the first round one other time. The entire first round, not just first 12 picks. Is pretty crazy. Tomorrow news comes out. Kirk Cousins demands trade.
To where?
I'm kidding.
Who the hell's gonna win? And again, Joe Alt, I think we both like that pick for the Chargers.
Yeah.
There's not much, again, more not much to say about the Chargers on the Chargers podcast, but that was a good pick.
Yeah.
Unless they can grab a receiver in the second round, which they might do.
I mean, they should. That's my only concern, is they really don't have any weapons right now.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Minka Fitzpatrick was like, what the hell? With the Phoenix pick. That's the only thing we can talk about. Otherwise, this draft's been good.
I mean, there's been a couple kind of odd ones. I mean, for instance, Minnesota trading up. I don't really see the point in that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, okay, whatever. I mean, we all expected them to get JJ. I don't know. The Jets weren't going to take him, so I don't. So I don't know why they needed to. What they need to jump up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Caleb.
I mean, we knew it was going to happen.
We knew it was going to happen. I still don't care for it, to be honest, but whatever. Dana Daniels, Washington, we'll see. I mean, I feel like he's going to... I feel like he's going to be the one who looks the best right away.
Not Drake May?
I think am I gonna say that? Who's the Patriots offensive coordinator again?
Let me look. Do they have one? Lol. Byron Thomas Jr., wide receiver out of LSU to the Jags.
Okay.
All right, interesting.
Well, they were right to take a receiver. Not sure if I would have taken him, but, you know.
Sure. So, we know Gerard, that's right, Gerard Mayo's their head coach. Who's their OC? Alex Van Pelt.
Oh.
Your response was, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. What?
I think I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna release the full ranking, obviously, until we do the rest of this, but
yeah.
I think of our six guys and our six QBs in the first round, based off where they ended up tonight, I think Drake May might be last.
No. Not over Penix. Yeah. No. No.
Well, eventually. Penix, because, no. Here's what I mean. I'm not talking about the team picking them. I'm talking about, is it a good fit for the player? Not taking into account, like, their current quarterback situation. Just, do they fit there?
Yeah. I don't know. He just seems like the right guy for New England. He just seems like a New Englander. I don't know. That's kind of how I felt about it when that pick went down.
I think this has got bust written all over it.
What are the Cowboys? The Cowboys take another receiver?
I mean, think about it. He's going to probably a bottom three roster in the league.
Oh, yeah. They need receivers.
Rod Mayo, who I don't – yeah, he has no weapons. He has a first-time head coach. Yeah, this is not – I mean, maybe he'll shock us. And but, you know, I was saying it's like this is a guy who has a high ceiling, but he also has a really, really low floor. So you don't want to send him to a situation where he's just kind of being thrown into the fire with everyone else.
I mean, that's what New England did with Mac Jones. That's what New England did with Mac Jones, and how did it turn out?
But at least with Mac Jones, they had two pretty solid tight ends. They had Josh McDaniels as offensive coordinator. They had a much better offensive line at the time. They didn't have great receivers, but at least they had some.
At least they had some.
I mean, you know, like.
Who the hell Patriots receivers? Let me look.
Yeah, exactly.
Who the hell are they?
I don't know. I think he's just going to get eaten up. Jane Daniels probably.
KJ Osborne. Kendrick Bourne, Douglas DeMario, Jalen Reagor.
Jaden Daniels,
Juju?
What?
Juju? Smith-Schuster at receiver, I guess. He's still there. There. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, well, go figure. Malik Nabers going to the Giants is kind of interesting because
after they said they were going to take a quarterback for the last 3 months.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, who are they going to get at six? I mean, I don't know. I think Drake May would have worked best there, personally.
But I think they still love Daniel Jones for some reason.
Dude, I'd rather go with Drew Locke, who's already there.
Yeah.
My boy Drew. Of course I'm biased, but you know.
Just waiting on what weird pick the Cowboys are going to make.
Yeah, they're usually interesting.
The Cowboys are trading down with the Lions. The Cowboys are going to 29, and the Lions are bumping up to 24.
Okay.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go get a snack. All right, I'm back.
Hello, hello.
When have the Cowboys ever made a smart decision like trading down in our lifetimes? The Cowboys are getting 29 and 73.
They have made some good first round picks the last few years, though, to be fair.
Yeah, like, Dallas, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, CeeDee Lamb, at the time I was like, what? But obviously it ended up working out. Micah Parsons, that's another big one. I wonder who Detroit traded up for. Joe Milton. No, I'm kidding.
Arnold is still here. Cooper DeJean is still here.
Yeah, they need some DBs, I think.
We're definitely done with QBs for the night, though.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to trade up for Spencer Rattler.
Or Joe Milton. Or whoever.
Big Arm Joe.
Big Arm Joe. Okay, I think I have my quarterback rankings.
Okay.
I think. I'm going to think about it a little more, but I think I got it. They're quite a bit different than they were 2 months ago.
Let alone 4 hours ago.
Hey, well, actually, yeah, that's a better thought. Yeah. Wow. I mean, realistically, six guys, probably, you know, three of them will be hits.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them will be busts, so.
And one of them is going to sit by beside Kirk Cousins.
And then one of them is just going to exist.
Without us saying if he's a bust or not, because we'll never play. Come on, Detroit, let's finish this damn thing. Why does it take so damn long?
I like how you always say Detroit, like it ends with a D.
Detroit.
Yeah, you always say like Detroit. I
Did yeah.
don't know if I can funny. I'm laughing with you.
Yeah. Look how I say Vegas. Las Vegas.
That's not as bad. Or London.
London. Any fun stories from the week that are able to be said on the podcast? Terrion Arnold, corn out of Alabama
Okay.
to Detroit.
Good, good.
Very good.
I don't know. I don't really think so.
AWA was fun yesterday, I heard.
Oh, dude. That was pretty nuts. But in a good way. Did you see that clip I sent you where I was like, go to this timestamp and watch this?
Oh, I didn't see the timestamp, but I
Dang,
figured I'd be
hold on.
part of the par a bar jokes.
Yeah,
Yeah,
here.
I had three beers the other
Let me
day.
scroll through. Let me scroll through your arsenal of reels that you've sent.
No, my arsenal of reels. It wasn't just
Yeah.
me.
Oh, it's like 90% you.
Instead of pulling over, pulled into a McDonald's drive-thru and began ordering, per a police report. Joel Embiid has Bell's palsy. I want to research what that is.
Palsy? Hmm.
Bell's palsy. Oh yeah, because he couldn't fucking blink. I remember that. That makes sense. Has been undergoing treatment the past week. Condition began during play and who said that, by the way? The freaking who said
What?
the bar comment?
Jack, you'll hear it. Just click on that and go to 2:10:30 and listen.
2:10:30. How do you specifically know where these things are?
Doesn't have a time code on the screen
Oh.
while we're live. So
I did not
when
know
funny
this.
things happen, I just take note of it.
Yeah, Trevor, if you hear us, I need you to send me the mock-ups of the design. Gotta get those banners ordered. Get it all dialed in. And that'll be Lowe, and he will walk Jack Scholl. And there's a very cute Robert yawning up there. He's still down up there, Robert. My God, yeah, the bar is just out of control up there. Oh my goodness.
Oh, that was from the other day. Here's a cute Robert just yawning. Yeah, definitely check out
Settle
AWA
down
Wiffle
over
Ball. AWA Wiffle Ball over there. I'll be there next week. I'm excited for that. I was so tired by the end of the day.
I know. Because I. It was just funny how it worked out. Because I was like. Because they were talking about Jack Scholl and his banner. So then I was like, well, let me just get a close up of his banner. And
There's me yawning.
then that happened.
My God. I still don't know if we're allowed to do through the Discord based soundboard stuff.
Oh,
for the podcast
copyright reasons.
Yeah, I need to get that shit approved. Packers are now on the clock. What's your favorite snack? Do you have like a favorite snack?
Depends on a few things. We talking like something dry, something a little more.
Because I'm eating Robert Irwin Fit Crunch bars. You know what those are?
I've never heard of that. Is it good?
It's actually quite good. Yeah. Chocolate.
Yeah. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
I'd say I have like different favorite types. Like favorite, you know, chip type thing would be like a Chex Mix.
Oh yeah.
And then my favorite bar is probably like a peanut butter Clif bar.
Oh,
and then
peanut butter.
If I don't want to be a fat ass, then I'll get like, you know, an apple or something.
An apple
or carrot sticks. Yeah, if I want a healthy snack.
Carrot sticks.
Yeah, I want a healthy snack.
Carrots.
Yeah, why not,
bro? You gotta tell the people about PCC snacks, though.
Those aren't snacks.
Or sandwiches, whatever.
That's a full course meal. No, it's, there's this grocery store kind of by us in this area. They make great sandwiches. They also have a really good taco bar, fun fact.
Which I want to go to at some point.
Yeah, the only problem is it's never open when we're there at O-Dark 30.
Morgan out of Arizona, tackle. Those are the Packers. Interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, getting rid of Bakhtiari, you probably need to do that. Getting rid of Bot.
Mm-hmm.
About time. Dude ever plays anyways. It's always hurt. No offense, seems like a cool dude. Yeah.
Brandon has given me no has given us no reaction to the pick.
Yeah, what's he doing?
He's at a concert.
Oh, I thought he said it was almost over.
He said like halfway through.
Yeah, that was like 3 hours ago.
Do you want to hear Fantasy Pros grades for every pick?
So far, yeah, sure.
Caleb Williams, A+. Jaden Daniels, A. Drake May, A+. Marvin Harrison, A+. Joe Alt, A-. Malik Nabers, A+. JT Latham, B+. Michael Penix, F. Like in your time from a fantasy perspective.
From fan, okay, sure, yeah.
Roma Dunze A, JJ McCarthy A plus, Fushan A plus, Bo Nix F, Brock Bowers B plus.
Really?
A, Latu Latu.
Why is Bo Nix an F?
B, then Byron Murphy an A plus. Yeah, why is Bo Nix an F?
I mean, like a C, I would understand, because for fantasy purposes, that is, but like.
F?
Even that's a little low, I think, but F?
F? Dallas
Turner. Yeah, Penix.
Dallas Penix. Turner A minus. Yeah, that's Turner A minus, Mims A minus, Verse A plus, Fuangu A, Chop B, Mitchell A plus, Byron Thomas B minus, and Terion Arnold an A.
Yeah.
The two Fs of the two QBs.
Jeez.
Brock Heward was doing the draft on 7-10, and he literally just fell off his seat while watching the pick. It's like, what happened?
Which one?
Brock Heward. When the Penix pick happened, like all of us.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say which pick, but. Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
And my mom was like, good for him getting drafted. I was like, Mom, it's the Falcons. They already have a quarterback.
They already have one. What do you mean?
She was like, oh.
Oh. How much does your mom know about sports?
Just, you know, any casual fan would.
Not fair.
She knows a lot more about the Seahawks and, like, Huskies who went on to play in the pros.
Yeah. I'm going to this
and local guys who I played against like in high school who went on to the pros. There's a few of them, but
yep, I'm going to the spring like game next week.
You sure are. That'll I'm be excited. Fun.
UW, can we talk about how rowing? Yes, rowing. Change the spring game schedule. Not pro day, spring game schedule. Rowing. Bro.
What is that?
There's a huge rowing like championship at UW next weekend.
Yeah.
So instead of putting the spring game on Saturday midday, like, oh, let's put it on Friday night. When the traffic.
Oh, that's why it is?
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah. That's.
That's gonna be freaking nuts. Come on, Tampa Bay, we're waiting on your pick. Do you remember the Wii? The Nintendo Wii?
I just played the Wii yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I found it in my closet and I was like, yo, throwback. And then I just did it. I don't know.
I gave mine away for an Xbox One.
Not a bad trade, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. And plus, he put a bunch of He modded it and played a bunch of games. So, legendary stuff.
Where do you think Tampa goes?
The Tampa is taking O-line Graham Barton. Luckily, a center from Duke.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't the Cowboys need a fucking center?
Cowboys need quite a few things.
The Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals got their receiver, which was expected.
Yeah.
So let's see what they do here. Did you see the Orlando Magic blew out the Cavs today?
I didn't. I'm a little preoccupied with the draft.
They won 121-83, and then the Sixers won 125-114.
Holy moly. They won like 40 points?
Yeah. Yep. Cooper DeJean still hasn't gone yet. Or DeJean, I mean. Got a lot of good guys still left here. Mitchell, Legette, Kool-Aid, Nate Wiggins, Newton. Darius Robinson out of Missouri, edge. Going to Arizona. Interesting. Yeah. Again, I don't know if there's any like major surprises left.
Bills are probably on receiver, I would hope.
I would hope, yeah. By the way, do you know what that previous pick for the Cardinals was?
What?
It was Houston. That's Houston's first round pick. Never would have thought that would have been at 27, but there you go. This time last year, but
I'm kidding. Yeah, they had a couple home runs on those two picks.
Hell yeah.
Actually, let's see. Let me Google. Why did it lead to pick?
You're Googling it.
Junior, it's driving me crazy. I need to try and find something.
Dude, I don't even know. I didn't have any inkling that this would happen at all.
Nobody did.
Did you see the Seattle Kraken are going to play on local TV next year? Oh, shit! Shit!
Don't they always?
No. They're playing on local TV this season. The Chiefs are trading up with the Bills.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Xavier Worthy?
Maybe. I would think Xavier Worthy, yeah. Get some speed.
I mean, having a speedy receiver worked out okay for them last time, so. Yeah. You know, Tyreek Hill. I mean, why not do it again, right?
Well, Mecole Hardman didn't exactly work out, but, you know, we won a couple rings with him, so.
I was gonna say, I think he worked out just fine for what they needed.
Yeah. Because they drafted him during that whole Tyreek Hill, whatever crazy sexual assault snafu. I remember that. But whatever. Him and his wife have a weird freaking relationship. I'm just gonna say that.
Who?
Tyreek Hill and his wife.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
He's a weird dude.
Yep.
That CD is hitting him.
The Bills trade t pick 28, 133, 248. The Chiefs trade 32, 95, 221.
Good for them.
Yeah. A Packers fan was mad after their pick, lol. He was like, what?
Interesting. A Packers fan?
Yeah.
Why? That's a good pick.
Yeah. And then someone at the draft said, Jerry Jones sell the team on a poster.
Oh, yeah. People like saying that.
That's funny. Tyrion Arnold doesn't even need to fly back home. He's at home in Detroit. That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, Kansas City. The hell are you guys doing? We're almost done. Three hours or 3.5 hours of craziness is almost
Great alive,
complete.
yeah. And I drag it out way too long.
Yeah, totally. Where's Taylor Swift? Lol.
Bring her into this.
Don't put her into this. You realize she's basically going to be at every Chiefs game next year?
I mean, yeah. I think everybody realizes that.
They did bring in Hollywood Brown, so we'll see if they go with another receiver here. Okay, here's Ryan.
Either that or could go tackle too.
True. Or Cooper DeJean, they need a corner.
Maybe.
Who do the Chiefs go with?
It's taking Roger a while.
It's taking Roger.
There you go.
Xavier Worthy out of Texas. No surprise at all. Another speedy receiver heading to Kansas City, Missouri.
He's small.
Yep. Mahomes is loving that selection. He's finally going to get someone who can catch.
He gets someone for the three-peat. No, I'm kidding.
Maybe. Patrick Mahomes, Pacheco, Worthy, Brown, and Kelsey. Jesus fucking hell. Jesus. Fuck, man. That offense is stupid, bro. Holy shit. Yeah, statistically, it's rather unlikely that they win a third one, but that's a good way to start. The Cowboys are finally picking. All right, Dallas, don't frick it up. Do you think it's interesting that the Cowboys are doing a prove-it year for both head coach and quarterback this year?
I guess. I mean, I know it's not that surprising, but it is sort of. I don't know. It's just weird that it's like this year in particular and not any other.
Yeah.
Like, why not last year or
any other freaking year?
Yeah.
All right, Roger. Make it quicker this time.
Yeah, Roger. Okay. Yeah, nice.
Okay, they go with the tackle. Interesting. Tackles are flying. Tyler Gutton out of Oklahoma.
So this is interesting so far. Let's see. Only 8 defensive players taken.
Only 8. Wow.
That is depressing.
That is depressing. That is depressing.
But I mean, it makes sense for this particular draft because you want. I mean, you got a bunch of quarterbacks and tackles, so you might as well take them.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Those are premier positions. Pick is in. Oh boy.
Baltimore is going to take another receiver here. Watch.
Maybe. I wonder what San Francisco is going to do. They don't really have any needs. Actually, that's not true. Right tackle.
Yeah.
Another tackle.
Another fucking tackle.
We've had. How many have we had? Let me count. Seven.
Jesus, 7.
It's a quarter of the draft. It's been tackles. Five receivers. Only one tight end. No running backs. No linebackers.
Makes sense.
No safeties.
Makes sense. Well, kinda, yeah. Makes sense.
Well, not really.
Kinda.
Or no. I mean, yes, it kind of makes sense. I thought you meant there's kind of been a safety. I was like, what?
No, no, no. I'm saying it kind of makes sense there has been a safety taken.
I was like, who would that be?
I love how everyone's wearing snazzy glasses at this draft. Like, oh, we're in Detroit. Let's wear glasses. Love it. Also, why the hell was Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee today? Again?
I'm going to say, I thought they were done with him.
Yeah, he was on their draft coverage with Bill Belichick. Which is the weird... Imagine, what the hell, man?
Yeah, it's a bizarre pairing. Yeah, let's get a guy who sucks at drafting to come and talk to us about this.
He said he didn't like the Drake May pick.
Yeah.
He doesn't like
it. Well, I don't like that pick for other reasons, but
not the footwork.
I don't care about that. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Ravens flock. What are they doing?
Ravens flock.
Nate Wiggins out of Clemson.
Interesting.
Oh, woo! Okay, over Cooper.
Probably wouldn't have been my first choice, but... Well, maybe actually, I wouldn't have even gone with a corner.
Yeah, I don't think they would have gone with a corner either.
I would have gone with probably D-line or receiver.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, okay, interesting.
Let's see, ESPN.com. Who is the best Mr. Irrelevant ever?
I wonder.
Isn't that kind of obvious? There'd be Brock Purdy.
I mean,
anyone that comes close?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, is there even anyone who's played besides him?
Ryan Suckup, Kansas City Chiefs kicker.
Yeah, but... Yeah, but he's a kicker.
He's a kicker. Of course he's going to play. Dude, there's no one even close on this list.
Yeah, I don't...
Wild.
I don't know who it would be.
Yeah. Tay Crowder for the Giants in 2020. Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, it's Brock Purdy. Easily. Speaking of that, what are the Niners going to do here?
I would guess right side offensive line.
Yeah.
It's really their only hole.
That's so crazy. By the way, are you watching this on ESPN or NFL Network?
ESPN.
That's right. You don't have NFL Network, my bad. I forgot.
I don't. No, I'm poor.
This is crazy. Yeah.
Getting on my board, but
no, but I kind of flip back and forth.
I just don't pay for it.
I just flip back and forth between ESPN and NFL Network. I don't watch the ABC broadcast because apparently it's about their families and shit, and I'm like, I don't really care.
Well, that's what I was watching.
Oh, the ABC broadcast?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, yeah, okay, well, the TV was already on Channel 4 because my parents were watching the news, so I was like, all right, and then, then it came on, so I was like, okay. but then it was like, and then he had a heart condition, and we thought he was never going to play again. And then I was like, I don't care. that sounds mean. I do, but it's, oh, you know.
So, bro.
It's also like, all right, well, he made it, so, you know.
Congrats. I love how there were so many trade rumors and like nothing of substance happened.
Yeah, at least none of the rumored trades.
Yeah.
I said we got the Vikings trading up one spot to draft Walmart Kirk Cousins.
Walmart Kirk Cousins.
To take him from a team that wasn't even going to draft him.
Bruh. One spot. San Francisco still hasn't. It's still on the clock. There we go. Finally, the pick is in. Jesus. Gotta wait 10 minutes. It's already 9 o'clock on the West Coast. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, man. Excuse me, imagine how they feel on the East Coast.
Yeah. I'm barely gonna watch round 2 and 3, but we're gonna record either Saturday or Sunday as well, so that'd be fun.
I'm playing a gig for my band this weekend, so
Oh, are
I don't know
you?
when that'll be available, but yeah.
What gig?
It's for a it's for someone's birthday party at a yacht club.
Oh,
yeah.
Hot.
So
hot.
Because you know why just have a birthday party at your house or something?
Dude, at a yacht club.
Yeah, no, I know, but I was like, all right, cool. So,
money, money, money.
Well, I mean, yes, but also it'll just be fun.
To perform at a yacht?
Well, no, we won't be on a yacht, sadly, but because yacht clubs, very few people at yacht clubs actually go on yachts. They just
at the club?
They just hang out at the clubhouse and drink and,
bro,
and like talk about their watches and whatever else. So
talk about their watches.
Oh, I mean, kind of. You know what's hilarious?
What?
Oklahoma City has a yacht club.
Does it?
Damn. Yeah. I only know that because my dad's cousin is a member of it. I'm like, dude, there's...
What are you
You're
doing?
The most landlocked state in the country. Where are you...
What are you doing?
Where are you taking your yachts to? The wheat fields?
Oh, I got Roger Goodell.
Roger? Wonder how his back is.
Oh, it's probably in so much pain. Look at how he's walking. I was just going to say that about his back being hurt. What?
What?
What? What? Ricky Purcell out of Florida. Huh?
Okay.
He would have been a third round pick on my board. What?
Two things. First of all, why are you drafting him over many other receivers who are much better?
Yes.
Second of all, why are you drafting a receiver? You have three. You're fine.
Maybe one of them's going to get traded. Ding, ding. Oh, he also returned punts. Maybe he's going to be their punt returner.
Who gives a damn? I'm sorry.
Who did they draft first round? Let's draft the punt returner. I am so confused. Why are the Panthers on the clock? Did they make a trade? That's such a Bill Belichick move.
So no first round pick for the Bills. Well, they could use one. Or two.
Or three.
Yeah, God.
What the hell did the Niners just do?
It's not as confusing as the Penix trade, but
it's close. No, it's not.
But it's kind of weird.
It's not close.
It's not close. But it's probably the second.
Yeah.
Second most surprising, at least for me.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement.
Interesting. Interesting.
Panthers received the 32 overall pick and a 6th rounder, and the Bills received the 33rd pick and a 5th rounder. What?
A very lopsided trade.
Wait, so are you telling me that the Bills just traded back one spot? Again? Or we have another? Yeah, they did. What the hell? Why?
Trenton?
What the hell? The pick is in for Carolina. That took a short while, thank God.
Picking 32nd, that means they won the Super Bowl.
The worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the worst team in the league ever picked last. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have a first-round pick in this draft until now.
Yeah.
Because they traded it. I can't wait for Penix to fly out to Atlanta tomorrow. That's going to be awesome. Because everyone's supposed to fly out to their city the next day for the presser. So we'll see how that goes.
Hey, you know somebody's going to ask him, so how do you feel with Kirk Cousins already?
He's going to be like, I hope you're a great role model. Just the basic answer.
Yeah. I'm sure he would be. He's a good dude, it seems like. But
why are there Panthers fans there? What are you guys doing? Who's even gonna pick? It's like, let's travel from Carolina to Detroit for no picks.
They want to get wasted. I don't know.
You want to go to Green Bay next year?
You know where it is?
Yeah.
I'm down. I love Wisconsin.
I thought you would say hell no to that, but I'm down.
What do you mean?
It's Green Bay. It's going to be cold as shit.
No. Robert, have you ever heard me talk about Wisconsin?
Yeah. You love Wisconsin.
Except it's... Dude, Wisconsin is hella underrated. It's actually not. It's just... What's the right word? I don't know. I mean, it's very plain, if that makes sense.
Plain?
Not really in a bad way. Like, there's just not a lot going on there, you know? But, like, it's nice. It's very simple. Good folks. Got the lakes all over the place. Great food. Everyone's just like, everyone's just vibing, dude. Okay.
The Panthers select Xavier Leggett. Okay. Wow, okay, I like that. The receiver.
Yeah. Did they need to trade up for him, though? Probably not.
Probably not, but that's fine. All right. Any final thoughts before we call it a night here?
Yeah, a lot, but I mean, overall,
not that surprising.
No, for the most, for like 95% of it.
Yeah.
That's the most surprising draft pick ever of my life.
Michael Penix to the Atlanta Falcons. I still cannot believe it.
See, I feel like in a weird way, it'll be one of those where in 2 years from now, we'll look back on it and be like, oh yeah, no, that was the right pick, you know, just because like it worked out that way.
Yeah, but then where the hell is Kirk Cousins going to fucking go by that point?
His couch.
His couch.
Or he'll go to, or Cleveland. They'll probably take him.
Oh, Jesus. They can't.
They can't?
Yeah, Deshaun Watson has the biggest contract.
They could, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't usually have left. They could probably cut him.
Jesus.
You could pull they could pull a Denver Bronco.
I mean,
Denver
it is Bronco. Fully guaranteed, so they can cut him. So, anyway, that is it for the night one. We'll be back at some point in the weekend to just do a full recap. But thanks for joining me for the second half, Shane. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, man. All right. Take care, everyone.
See ya.